Good morning, George. I wrote down all the times how many lives I've used up, and I've come up with 9, but there's...
That's impossible. You only get 9.
Oh, no. No, not for me.
Now, wait a minute. Let me figure that out. If you have 9 lives left...
No, I've used up 9.
No, I mean, but if you have 9... Uh-huh. Start with 9, and you use them all up.
Mm-hmm.
That means, does that mean the next thing, that's it for you, or does that happen on the 9th time? I can't, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just waiting around to see. I have no fear of it.
Honestly, I've never talked to anybody who's used up so many.
Really? No wonder I feel 250 years old. I'm so psychic, and I'm... so hooked into everything with death. I don't know where I got all my... I just think it's a gift from God, but I don't know if it's some of the things that happened to me. I just don't know. When I was little, I was struck by lightning twice. And oddly enough, I had an aunt and uncle that died down in South Florida. My parents had left to go down there to make the arrangements. And my other aunt and uncle were watching me, and lightning got me. I was like 3.5 years old, and got me again by the time I got up. And our washwoman got her scarf caught in the wash machine, was choked to death.
Oh, my God.
I've just been surrounded by death all of my life.
I mean, does it, you show up on the scene and somebody dies?
It's just always... been around me. One of my best friends worked at a funeral home for either 15 or 18 years, and I would call them up for all those years and tell them when somebody was going to die, and I was never wrong. And so within 1 to 2 hours, they'd go on a call to pick somebody up.
Do people try to get away from you?
Oh, no, because I can't talk to anybody about these things. You know, they're either afraid of them or...
They wouldn't believe you?
They don't. That's it. I just was thinking this is going to sound so weird to talk about because I never really have. You know, I wouldn't believe it, and this stuff has happened to me, you know. But I can look at a picture, and I just sense...
You mean like a picture of a person?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they're going to die?
Mm-hmm. I can smell death. Sitting in a restaurant, I get the...
Maybe that's bad food coming out of the kitchen.
No, actually, it's the smell of carnations.
Oh.
So I always look
sweet smell, I guess.
To see who is walking in, yeah.
And now, do you tell these people, hey, I think you're a goner?
That's the other hard thing. It's awfully hard.
Maybe you can help them if you do that.
Sometimes I do.
Or maybe you can't change... the future like that. Maybe it's going to happen regardless of what you do.
Yeah. It's just very hard to tell people that sometimes. I met a man once, came into a restaurant that was traveling from Mississippi, and I was reading cards for somebody. I read the tarot cards back then, and he just got interested and walked up and asked if I'd read his, and I said, of course. And the death card came up. Well, the death card doesn't necessarily mean death. It could be a death of a business
deal. A relationship, something,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if I ever sense death, trust me. And how do you tell somebody that, you know? But I told him, I said, I hate to tell you this, but... And he said, well, my mother wasn't feeling too well when I left. He said, if I left now, would I be able to get home in time? And I just said, yes, if you leave now. So he thanked me and left. About 2 weeks later, he passed back through here and told the girls that worked at the restaurant, please be sure and thank me, because he got home in time to spend about an hour with his mother, and she died in his arms.
Oh, my.
And oddly enough, people, it's like I feel like I'm a test angel.
What happened to you for this to occur? I mean, how did you get this?
I don't know. I've even thought about the lightning. I was in a very bad car accident, and I remember so very little of my childhood. And
maybe when you came back, maybe you were on the other side, and maybe somehow you got these powers over there.
I had them before that part even happened to me.
Were you, like, born with this?
I believe so, because my son had it just as strong as me, but I was able to...
Well, you gave it to him.
Yeah, but I was able to persuade him to not pursue it and to actually not...
Use it?
Yeah.
And because, he does not anymore?
Oh, no, he never did. And even with the tarot cards, I'd do them face down, and every card he ever picked was always the death card. And I did not want him to have anything to do with this. Now, I'm a sensitive, gentle, loving person in the world.
Well, you sound like you are.
I didn't know, aren't you sweet? I did not ask for any of this, but it seems like I feel like I'm a test angel sometimes, because if people try to hurt me or take advantage of me or, you know, anything like that, something terrible happens to them.
Well, you can stay on the show as long as you want, by the way.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. I've just seen it so many times, and if I ever do get mad, though, I can direct it, and I hate to say
no,
it, but
don't do
I
it, because it comes back at you, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you're strong enough to take it.
Yeah, because it does come back much harder than when you send it out.
Well,
I'm told.
It's a negative. It's such a negative thing, and people don't realize there is such... They don't understand how evil is out there. You know, I mean, they just don't understand. So you don't play around with Ouija boards, tarot cards, any of that, because you don't know what you're getting into.
You are so right.